Good morning, my fellow missionaries. Are you happy to be here this morning? Well, tell your face and tell your voice. Let's stand on our feet. Let's sing this together. Lord, I want to fill with your heart and see the world through your eyes. I want to be your hands and feet. Sing it out. I want to be your hands and feet. I want to live a life that leads. So ready yourself. So ready yourself. Ready yourself. Let us shine the light of Jesus in the darkest night. Whoa, ready yourself. Ready yourself. May the power of darkness tremble as I praise and rise. Until the hope is all we are calling out. Lifting up your name for all to hear the sound. Like voices in the wilderness we're crying out. There's a day coming. Somebody say glory! Let the sleeping giant rise and catch the demons by surprise. A holy nation sanctified, let this be our battle cry. So ready yourself, ready yourself. Let us shine the light of Jesus in the darkest night. Oh, ready yourself, ready yourself. May the powers of darkness tremble as I pray and rise. Until the whole world hears all we are calling out. Lifting up your name. Like voices in the wilderness, we're crying out. When the day comes in, sing and tell the whole world here. Oh, 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 sing and tell the whole world here. Oh, 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 oh. I believe in the sun.
believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his blood. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because he lives. Amen. Amen. Let my song join the one that never ends, because he lives. I was dead in the grave. I was covered in sin and shame. But I heard mercy call my name. He rolled the stone away. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because he lives. Amen. Amen. Let my song
You may take your seats.
You know, as we come to this time of the year and auditorium's decorated for Christmas and we're ready to celebrate the birth of the Savior, we've got to be reminded always of why Jesus came. He made that statement himself when he said, "I have come to seek and to save that which was," what? "Lost." Our hope, our life, our strength is all in the person of Jesus. He's not just a model for us to follow. He's the Savior that gives us life. And in John chapter 13, you know, when John the apostle gives the picture of the Last Supper, it's a rather unique beginning that he gives. In John chapter 13, he describes how Jesus was aware of what's going on around him. He was aware that Judas was going to betray him, and how Satan was already at work in his heart. He was also aware that his disciples needed encouragement, love. And so John describes, as only John can describe, the way Jesus showed them what true love looks like. It says that Jesus took off his outer garment when they were gathered together, and he tied a towel around his waist, and then he began to wash the disciples' feet. You know, that had to be a powerful moment with the disciples. They're celebrating the Passover meal, once again, with the Savior of the world, their Lord, our God, our King, and yet he is the one who's serving. He humbles himself and serves, and he taught them something in that passage we learn ourselves, and that is, as Jesus served, we are to serve. In fact, later in that chapter, in John chapter 13, verse 35, Jesus said, "You know how I want the world to know that you're my disciples? by the love that you have for one another. That's what this day is all about. And today I thought, you know, it would be really good for us. We're coming off the heels of celebrating Thanksgiving with our family and friends, and hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving celebration. And now we're about to go out to the community to extend the love and compassion of Christ. It would be great for us to celebrate and be reminded of what love looks like by sharing in the Lord's Supper. I'm going to ask our men to go ahead and get the elements of the Lord's Supper and come back in. And while they're doing that, let's just think about that for a second. You know, in just a minute, we're going to distribute a little piece of bread and a little cup that represents the body and blood of Jesus. You know, it's been a while since that took place, and we've read about it and talked about it hundreds and thousands of times when we've been together in the church. But it never loses its impact. It never loses its place in our life, because Jesus paid for our sin in full when he died on the cross. In fact, the scripture tells us that he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. I mean, what a powerful demonstration of God's love for us is found in the cross of Christ. And so today, as we gather together to worship and to celebrate the life that we have in Jesus and the hope that we have in him, as we make our way toward Christmas and the celebration of the birth of the Savior, and as we go out in the community to extend his hope, this very event reminds us of the reason that we have life, and it reminds us of the reason that we go into the community with a message of hope. And so I want you to join me today. Let's pray together, and let's pray for our time as we share in the supper of our Lord together. Father, we love you. We thank you for your love for us, and we thank you for this day. Thank you for the privilege of being able to talk to you and come before you and know that you hear us. It's all because of Jesus, and it's in his name that we approach your throne. And we just pray today that through sharing this meal together, we would be reminded once again of you, of your death, the sacrifice that paid in full our sin debt so that we might have hope, not just in this life, but in the life to come. We thank you for the amazing love that you have demonstrated for us. And we pray that you would strengthen our hearts, strengthen our hands and our feet, so that we can extend that love to the world around us. And we'll give you praise for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
us together. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb has
I can't imagine what it was like that night when the disciples looked into the eyes of Jesus at the Lord's Supper and they could see hope in his eyes, even with what he was facing and about to face, even with what he knew about the night. He was going to be betrayed. He even knew the agony that he was going to face in the garden as he prayed to the Father. And I think that hope is evident because after they shared in the meal, it says they sung a hymn and went out. They may have thinking that the whole night was a little bit somber, but when they looked in the face of Jesus, even with what he was about to face, they knew there was hope on the horizon. And when Jesus took the elements, he was giving them new meaning because he was pointing to himself. In fact, he told the disciples, whenever, from this day forward, whenever you eat this bread, drink this cup, you do this in remembrance of me. It's a powerful statement in it. It reminds us that Christianity is not about the practice of religion. It's about person. Our living hope is in Jesus Christ, who was sacrificed for our sins, who's been risen from the dead, and one day will return as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In him we have hope. And today as we share in this, let's remember Christ, let's remember his death, let's remember his resurrection, let's remember him as our King, our Savior, and our God. On that night he said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Take and eat." And then he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood, the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Take and drink." If you want to see what real love looks like, all you have to do is look at the person of Jesus. And I pray today that not only we feel and sense the love that God has for us through His Son Jesus, but we'll extend that love to others. Even today, as we give through our offering, may God, our Savior, our God, our King, know that we love Him back. And so let's pray together. Father, we love You. We thank You for Your love for us. We thank You for the grace that saved us and the grace that we live in every single day. Now, as we give back to You, may our gifts be gifts of love and grace. As we give to You to be used to share the gospel with the world, even as we give to fund all of the projects that we're doing, God, we pray that the people that receive them, Lord, won't look at us as if we are great people, but they would see You as a great, loving, merciful God that extends salvation and hope. And God, we thank You for the privilege of being a part of Your family. We thank You for the privilege of sharing today. Lord, now be honored as we give to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God of this city, You're the King of these people, You're the Lord of this nation, You are. You're the light in this darkness, You're the hope to the hopeless, You're the peace to the restless, You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city, You're the King of these people, You're the Lord of this nation, You are. You're the light in this darkness, You're the hope to the hopeless, and You're the peace to the restless, You are. And there is no one like our God.
Go before us today. Let Your Spirit move in us and through us. May people see Your love and compassion through us, Jesus.
There is no one like our God. There is no one like You, God. For greater things have yet to come.
We believe in You,
Listen, it's great to see you guys. You can be seated. And I want to, you know, one of the things I wanted to make sure that we were able to do is when we go out and encounter people, there may be a lot of people that will ask you why you're doing what you're doing. And it's obvious that we love our community, we love the community that we're in, but we want to really be the hands and feet of Jesus and also be faithful in sharing the gospel. But I know also you may feel a little bit intimidated by that opportunity to share the gospel. And so when you came in today, you should have gotten one of these, or at least one of these tracts, A Step to Peace with God. It's put out by the Billy Graham Association, and it's an interesting little track, and it folds in certain ways, so you need to go ahead and unfold it, like practice going through it. See, like I'm having trouble right now. But you can just read through this to somebody, and it takes them through the gospel, all right? So we wanted to give you an opportunity to see this in action, and so we put together a little video, and I want you to watch this, and you can kind of see how this goes and what we're telling people as we share with them the love and compassion of Christ.
Steps to Peace with God.
God loves you and has a purpose for your life.
Sin separates you from God.
People often try to bridge this gap by doing a lot of good things.
No bridge reaches God except one.
God's bridge, the cross. Jesus died for your sins.
Our response is to trust Jesus.
Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Here is how you can receive Christ. Number one, admit your need. I am a sinner.
Two, be willing to turn from your sins. Repent. 3. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave.
Number 4. Pray a prayer like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness.
I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead.
I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart. I will trust you and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name, amen.
So, that's how easy it is, right? So, how many of you have started practicing? Okay, let's do it together. Okay, step, you're at the beginning, okay? Sin separates you from God. Fold it down. God's bridge is the cross of Christ. Open it up, and you look on the back, and it kind of takes you through, how do you become a Christian? How do you receive Christ? 1, 2, 3. And then you're back at the beginning. Now, I would encourage you to do this. You might can, as you talk to people today, you might can just walk them through this and just read it to them. And then at least to get the gospel conversation started, and you can leave it with them, okay? And in fact, on the way out, you can only pick up one of those cards, but also pick up a card like this, tsunami card. You could give them that, and it has the church information on the back, so that they can go to our website and give us a call so that we can follow up with them. That would be great, all right? Now, listen, there's been a team of people that have been working diligently on organizing this day. It is a massive undertaking, and we have over 2,500 people that are going to participate in serving. In fact, Robert was out this morning at one of the parks, and one of our guys is already at the park picking up trash this morning, getting things ready for everyone to serve today at that park, which is tremendous, and we praise the Lord for that. But there's been a team of people that have kind of been the steering committee or the steering team getting everything ready. And Holly Kapp has been leading that along with Brian Chuler. And Holly, I want Holly to come out and give us some final instructions and try to answer some questions that you might have. And so let's welcome Holly and thank everyone that's been working so hard getting this day together.
Coming. I really appreciate that. Brian and I have worked really hard, but we are so grateful that you were willing to show up today. And I also want to thank God because he says that this is a day that the Lord has made and let us rejoice and be glad in it. And if you remember the weather last Sunday, you know that he made today for us be the day that we work. So we're really grateful for that. A few things that we want to tell you about. Number one, if you're a site coordinator, please turn your phone on loud so that if we call you, that you will quickly answer. We've already had some scenarios this morning where we're trying to reach site coordinators and we really need to reach you guys quickly if there's something that we need from you. Secondly, the supplies for the sites. If you have supplies such as paint or those types of things, wood, those things are out in the link or in the back area. So you can go there and get your stuff. It should be marked. Mostly, if there is any question, please come to the lobby and ask us. All right, Brian and I will be out there, and there'll be other people out there helping us. So if you have any questions, come out there. But you should find the things that you need in the link or out in this back parking lot between the right behind us, behind the worship center. The next thing is, if you get to your project and you realize, hey, this isn't taking so long, or I'm already done, there are a lot of projects that are still going on, and we would love for you to come help with another project. So we have cards like this. They're out in the lobby, and they have addresses to some of the parks that we need help with. We have 1,600 bales of pine straw to put out for the county parks. And at one of them, as of beginning of last week, I think we had six people signed up, and three of them were first graders, and the other three with their moms. Yeah. So we are really hoping that will call us.
What park is that?
That was Fairview.
Fairview so Park.
Address is
Recreation
on there.
Center,
at the very
Austin
top.
Road. Yeah. So if you get finished early, I guarantee you that three moms and three first graders will not have already put out 300 bales of pine straw, okay? Now, they will probably have spread three bales really well, but we'll need your help, okay?
Yes. So please feel free to come and help us at another park. On this card, it also says Westbury Nursing Home. We would ask that you not go to Westbury Nursing Home unless you contact us, because they are pretty capped out there. Okay, the next thing is that we have waivers, and the waivers must be signed by everyone, including the smallest of smallest that is going to a project. So obviously they might not be able to sign so well, but we need you to sign for them. And if you're a site coordinator, we need you to hold on to those waivers indefinitely. You can bring them here to the church and give them to us, or you can simply hold on to them. But we do need a waiver for everyone that participates today. Just a few places to meet. The roadside cleanup is here on campus, and we also have letter writing here on campus. So the letter writing is down the 200 hallways, and that's where you guys can go after this. And then the roadside cleanup is going to meet in the football parking lot. So if you're doing either of those here on campus, that's where those are meeting. For any of the youth that are here, that would be 6th grade through 12th grade, you can, if you know where you're going, go ahead and go there. If you don't know where you're going, please come to the lobby, and we have myself or Sherry will be out there to help you guys get to where you need to be. And if you're going to Wesley Lakes, or if you're going to Laurel Park with the youth group, the bus will be over here at the Life Center to pick you up. So I think that's all I have. I do want to end with, Matthew 5:16, it says, "Let your light shine before men, so that they will see your good deeds and praise our Father in heaven." And I hope that that is you guys' prayer for today. It certainly is mine, that as they see us out working in the community, that they won't praise any of us, but they will praise our Father in heaven. Thank you, guys.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Holly. Now, maybe you're here today and you say, you know what? I didn't sign up for a project, but just being here, I want to be a part of it. In some way, and I don't know what project I can do. I don't know what my options are. And so what do I do if I want to get plugged in? And let me remind you, on the child care today, it's until 2:00. And so if you have kids that are going to be back in the child care, please be back at 2:00. They're going to have them from now till 2. That's a long time. And so you can be very, very sensitive to that and try to leave your project in, so give you enough time to get here by 2:00. But if you are not already connected, Brian, why don't you stand up so they can see you? You see guys with this this shirt on that may be around you in your section. You can ask one of them who to go to. But this is the go-to guy in the lobby, and he'll be coordinating everything today, but also helping with folks who need to know where to go. What can I do? How can I get plugged in? How can I serve? How can I help? I think ours is going to be short, so where do I need to go next? He's the guy to ask in the lobby right after the service today, and he'll help get you connected to a project, because we want everyone serving. And then, you know, some cool things have happened. For example, we had one disabled veteran who actually doesn't have any transportation, and somebody in our church had a car, and they're actually donating the car to them so that they can use that. It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's great to have Billy Thompson. Actually donated some gift cards, 1,000 of these, for us to give out, which that's great. And then a cool little added thing. And then here's one way you can help donate today, and that is through getting one of these cards. It says Ministry Tsunami and then hashtag MINTSU15. Here's what I want you to do. We're going to have photographers in a lot of places to take pictures of what's going on, but you can do that. And so if you, how many of you have a smartphone? Maybe I should just ask how many of you don't have a smartphone, okay? In fact, I think we're just going to change turning in your Bibles to turning on your Bibles when we start the service, because there's so many people use electronic things today. But here's where you can use your smartphone. If you use Instagram, Facebook, just take the picture and then hashtag it with that hashtag. Hashtag MINTSU15, all right? And then we'll be able to search that, and that'll be a big help to getting all the things that are being done and projects that are being helped around the county up on our site. So we'd appreciate that very, very much. A couple things going on this week. Of course, just to remind you, Thanksgiving will be over and the holiday will be over. School will be back in. Everything started back on Wednesday night. Friday morning, if you have not already found out about this, we have a men's rally that goes on once a month on Friday mornings at 6:30 called M46. Kenny Dallas leads that. And we'd love for you guys to be a part of that on Friday mornings. It's been fantastic already, the start of that. We'd love for you to jump in on that. And then next Sunday, we'll be back in our regular schedule, okay? So hopefully you'll remember that by the time we get to next Sunday. And we'll start a new series as we lead up to Christmas and the celebration of the birth of the Savior. I'm so excited about the day. So excited about us serving together and working together to impact our community with the gospel. And, I want us, before we leave today, we're going to pray and then we're going to sing today. But I want us to pray for our community. Wherever you're going, whatever project you're doing, when I pray in just a moment, I want you to pray for the people that you might encounter or the people who will be served through what you do. And that God somehow will use that to express his love to our community, to those around us, and somehow impact them with the gospel of Jesus. That's ultimately our hope. And so I want us to pray, and then we're going to sing, and then we're going to go. So you guys ready? All right, let's pray together. Father, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. And we thank you for the joy that we have in our hearts, all because of Jesus, our Savior. And God, we pray today that we will indeed be your hands and feet, and we will serve, that we'll have the right attitude and spirit as we go. The Lord, we won't be looking for anything in return. We just want to extend your love to those around us. So whether we're laying pine straw or building a ramp so someone can more easily get into their home, or we're leading a service at a nursing home, or we're trimming bushes and cleaning up at someone's home, or we're working in a school or a park, Lord, whatever we're doing, writing letters, sending cards, helping in the preschool, and caring for children, Lord, may our hearts be right. May they be filled with the love and compassion of Jesus. May we share that love with every single person that we meet and encounter today. God, I pray that you would orchestrate and arrange some divine encounters so that we can have the opportunity to share the gospel with people one-on-one. God, at least give us the opportunity to begin those conversations and pray that they would ultimately come to know Jesus. And God, I pray that your name will be honored today in every action we take, every word we share, every attitude that occupies our hearts. Lord, we pray today that you would help us to see people the way you see them. Pray that you would help us to help people the way you would help them. We pray that you would help us to love people the way that you would love them. And we'll give you praise for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, before we sing this song together about the world trembling, let's see if we can make the room tremble, all right? And so the whole thing for the day is Ministry Tsunami, a wave of compassion in our community. But the kind of the theme is love has hands. All right? So let's all stand up together. I was going to have y'all do the wave, but they said that would just be way too corny. So here's what we're going to do. Ready? I'm going to count to three, and as loud as you can say it, just say, love has hands. All right? You with me? All right. One, two, three. All right, let's sing together.
The mountains tremble. Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ, the risen one. Did you feel the people tremble? Did you hear the singers roar? When the lost began to sing of Jesus Christ, the saving one. We can see that God, you're moving, a mighty river through the nations, and young and old will come to Jesus. Bring wide you heavenly gate, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Let me hear you sing it out. Tremble when all the saints join in one song, and all the streams flow as one river to wash away our brokenness. We can hear that God, you're moving, the time of jubilee is coming, the young and old will turn to Jesus. Sing wide you heavenly gate, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Open up the doors, let the music play, let your seat ease out.
Way better when you're serving.